Hello and welcome back to the NBA Project, where we talk about everything basketball, such as the NBA and college basketball. Today's episode will be talking about a little bit of injuries and the Phoenix Suns situation mainly. Of course, let's get this out of the way. Injuries. Jeremy Lin is out for the season, unfortunately. It's sad to see him go, man. I had very high expectations for him. Sadly, let's hope he comes back better than ever. Prayers for Jeremy Lin. And also, another huge injury is Milosa Tekovic. I believe that's how you say it. Don't judge me. From the point guard of the Los Angeles Clippers, who went down with a foot injury, apparently. He was injured driving to the basket, I believe. I didn't watch much of that game, but I did see a notification of it. It's predicted to be out. He's going to be out the whole season. I hope not. He was doing amazing with his flash passes. He's an amazing passer. But let's hope he comes back. Let's hope he comes back sooner than later. But now let's get on our main topic today. Is the Phoenix Suns interesting team indeed? Alright, let's just say it here. They ain't good. They're below average. They're more below average. And I think they're definitely, I don't know how they're going to do it. Their scene is really, really, really confusing, you could say that yourself. With a lot of vets and a lot of young guys that do not make sense. They don't mesh well, you could say that. Of course, they recently just fired their head coach after going 0-3. And what I don't understand is, why didn't they fire him over the summer as they had multiple chances? Why did they take him to training camp? Why did they do this? Why did they wait three after, alright? It just doesn't click in my head how that happens. If we look at their current roster with Devin Booker, Eric Bledsoe, Josh Jackson, Marquise Chris, Tyler Ulis, Tyson Chandler, Alex Len, Brandon Knight, who's also out for the year, so might as well not mention him. Alan Williams, Dragon Bender, TJ Warren, Derek Jones Jr., Jared Dudley, Mike James, I believe, and I remember seeing a notification that he, Anthony Bennett, was also on it, but, I mean, it's a weird mix, as they have guys I really don't like, such as Tyson Chandler, and Jared Dudley, but, I mean, Tyson Chandler, I guess he could stay, man. He was doing alright. I'm just not a personal fan of his game. But, of course, they got blown out quite a bit. As they were the very first team to get blown out of a home opener. They broke that record. I think it was over 40 points to the Trailblazers. I think it was like 126 to 176. The Lakers, they lost by 12 with Lonzo Ball absolutely destroying them. Problem with that one is there was no defense on Ball. He was driving to the basket, game layups over and over again, and they didn't play the defense they were required to, let's be honest here. Definitely a disappointing three games. Of course, and then they have the Clippers, which they recently lost to, which is also another depressing loss, and I just don't understand the Suns right now, man. In the preseason, they beat the Trailblazers by 2. But now they're just getting blown out. Like, how does this make any sense? I don't know why they just didn't, like, I don't know. Lonzo, I believe, had a triple-double. Or a near triple-double. With 29 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists in the game against the Suns. Which just shows that he just isn't doing anything. As, I don't know, if you're trying to pull their best, I don't know what they're trying to do. But let's talk about some of their key pieces, as they're like, guy who's been there forever, well, not forever, but still, longest guy there, in my opinion, Eric Bledsoe. He played 3 games, 16 points, I believe 6 rebounds per game and 4 assists. Oh, wait, nope, that's Devin Booker's. Whoops. Okay, here's actual stats. 15.7 points, 2.3 steals, and 3 assists. I don't like those numbers for him. And recently, he just tweeted, out about, he tweeted out that he's done with Phoenix, pretty much. It was, I believe it says, "I'm done with this place," or something like that. He wants out of there. I believe there's multiple people they could trade him for. You could see they're trying to get rid of him a long time ago. Such as in, getting Tyler Ulis. And he's been doing pretty good. Even with, not as good as, he did good last year, but they have Mike James as a backup. Yeah, Mike James. He's like 43. No, I'm thinking the wrong Mike James. Alright. But there was a Mike James he retired a bit back. I was thinking of him. But they have Mike James, who's gained 11 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists and 1 rebound. I think will be a perfect backup. Better than Bledsoe, we could say it here. I would rather have Mike James and just trade Bledsoe. I've been thinking of a couple deals that could fit Bledsoe's situation of a win now. This one's the most unlikely to happen. Isaiah Thomas and the Nets pick for Eric Bledsoe. I mean, it's a fun thing to think about, saying IT back to Phoenix. But that's really unlikely to happen. I mean, other teams that mean point guards, I was thinking Eric Bledsoe to the Brooklyn Nets for Isaiah Whitehead and a second rounder. But if that's going to happen, I don't know if that's going to happen. I think they learned a lesson about giving away picks that easy, so that definitely ain't going to happen. Other deals I thought of Eric Bledsoe was probably him. Probably, I could see him. I was saying before Tedovich got injured, I was going to say trade him for Eric Bledsoe. But since he's injured, I don't think they could trade him anymore, so that's pretty sad on everyone's part. Also, Jared Dudley, he's been out. Alex Len, he had pretty decent standards heading into his draft. He hasn't lived up to them, and I'm disappointed in Alex Len's game. I think they should try to get rid of him, maybe sweeten the deal for Bledsoe's trade. I could see that happening. Other guys, I haven't seen Dragan Bender be as good as I wanted him to be. I mean, he's doing okay now, I believe. But still, he was going to be a savior to the team, and now looking at it, they got guys like Marquise Chris, which he's actually doing pretty good. I like his game, and I think we would all rather have him, Marquise Chris, and Dragan Bender. Tyson Chandler, he's been doing pretty good. He's not my type of guy, let's be honest. I don't know, but I like a lot of scores, and he just isn't what that is. He's more of a board cleaner than all that. But anyway, if we look into Dragan Bender's stats, 2 points a game. Are you serious? 2 points and 5 boards. That's pretty. In a total of 19 minutes, he's gained 2 points. I believe he should be gaining more than that. Marquise Chris, 4 points in 15 minutes. Not as good. Phoenix, their only ray of hope is Devin Booker. He's phenomenal. I could see a Kobe or like a beta Jordan type. Don't count me on that, but they also got Josh Jackson. He's getting 11 points. He's doing really impressive. I'm liking his game a lot. I definitely think he's going to be a major key in their future. I think the three guys are going to have a huge impact in the future is going to be Booker, Jackson, and Chris. They're all definitely have tons of potential, as Alex Len's potential's gone. Tyler Ulis, I really don't know. And Bender, I don't have high hopes for him either. Another guy that's worth pointing out is TJ Warren. definitely really underrated. I also like his game. I think he's going to be another key part of their future. He's kind of like an all-around small, more of a shooting type, but he's definitely a guy you would want on your team as a role player, a starter maybe. He's definitely going to... I could definitely see him as a backup to Josh Jackson, or even him playing the four. I could see him at the four spot. But... it's just they're not... They don't have that high scoring that everyone else has. They average 98 points a game. If you add up everyone's points per game, they get 98, which isn't good. I would say I think everyone should at least have 100 or 105. So they definitely need a lot of shooters. I mean, a lot of shooters. I mean, it's definitely going to be. Their only shooter right now is TJ Warren, Bledsoe, and Booker. Bledsoe is definitely gone. They're probably going to do a deal for him. I can't say the same for Warren. I think they're definitely going to try to keep on them as long as they can. But this team is really confusing. They fired their coach. And even though they could have did that in the summer, which was kind of sad, I kind of liked the coach, but I mean, they could move forward with or without him. I think if they could pick up someone better than him, as he wasn't as good as a coach. They could definitely try to get more offense by Monte Ellis. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Monte Ellis will definitely be interesting. I don't put my hopes on it. He didn't perform well in there. But there's going to be quite a bit of free agents this year, like Wesley Matthews. He definitely rebounded from his Achilles injury, and I think he'll definitely be a pretty good addition. Jamal Crawford, he could also be really good. I mean, just get like guys who could definitely play. Rudy Gay definitely will be interesting. Eamon Shumpert, he got that 3-point shot. But also, this will also be a weird one, but an explainable one, of Dwayne Dedmon, rim protector. If he was on the Suns, he would have definitely played his best defense against Lonzo. But I'm definitely hoping they could sign Wesley Matthews. I want him to go to Phoenix to help him out. I mean, I don't study Phoenix Suns. I watched one game, and that was when they lost to the Lakers. I mean, other guys that could sign, Gary Harris. I don't think he's going to leave. Zach LaVine, they're definitely going to keep him. He's pretty much their future as they dealt them off. I mean, Kyle Anderson could definitely be interesting. Patrick McCaw, they're definitely going to try to get him back. The Warriors are going to get him back. But I think he has a legitimate chance of heading back or going to Phoenix. Jabari Parker, definitely interesting on the Suns. I don't think he's needed on the Suns, as he's been injured quite a bit. But I really like Norman Powell. Toronto traded Damari Carroll and Terrence Ross just to give him some more minutes. He's definitely going to have impact this season if he does play really well. And going to Phoenix definitely will help their scoring advantages. I mean, Phoenix does need everything they could get at this point. They're like 2014 76ers bad, but not as bad, if that makes any sense. Montrezl Harrell, definitely interesting there. Doug McDermott, he's probably considered a bust or a near bust by now. Josh Richardson definitely will help him quite a bit. But, I mean, they're going to have to retain TJ Warren. So, I think their first option is to get TJ Warren back. They could get Danny Green. I mean, Danny Green is definitely going to be interesting. But, again, who knows? But this is going to end off our second episode of the NBA Project. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and get ready for a next podcast later and soon. I haven't thought up of a schedule that I could keep up consistent with, as school is probably going to be my number one focus from now on. But anyway, enjoy your day, guys. Have a great day, night, or evening. Peace.